Hey everyone, and welcome to this demo of Island of Blood and Ash. This is a resource management game. It's like a strategic resource management combined with like a standard shooter, but it's kind of neat, and I'm going to try to play it. Now, I'm probably not going to play the whole game because it would take a long time, and you kind of have to play it in one sitting. You can't really save, but the premise is that you crash on you're in some kind of plane, and your plane crashes in the ocean, and you get to this island that's overrun by, well, basically an army for whatever reason, and they're trying to kill you, and you have to gather resources to build a ship, and there's a store where you can buy things. And, you have to try to survive. Now, I think the game is endless in the sense that the waves keep coming. And you can continue to level. Although I think at some point it gets incredibly hard and you'll probably die. Though I'm not sure about this, but I've played for like 2 hours and I actually made some pretty good progress, and then I died, and I was quite upset by that. But
desktop list, Island of Blood and Ash.
I'm going to
rate 60.
Run the game. This is for Windows. There were versions for Mac and Linux, but they don't seem to work, so the developer took them off the page. And actually, that's the interesting thing. The developer reached out to me on Telegram, and I thought that was pretty cool. So, I'm gonna run this.
Island of Blood and Ash.
Persepsia Games presents Island of Blood and Ash.
Press up or down to move across the list. Home key brings the cursor to the start of the list, and the end key brings it to the end. Press enter to confirm your choice, and press space for more info about the selected choice if available. Play a game. Play a game.
So this is just standard menu. Up and down goes through your choices.
Fortune spinner. Unlock boon items. How to play.
Boon items, those are things that you can access on runs after you've completed them. You get tokens, and you can purchase things in there, and they will appear in the shop.
Unlocked. These items will show up in Bob's shop after unlocked. Tokens. 0. Shield breaker. 1 token. How to play.
Right. I don't have anything.
How to play.
You can learn to play the game in here. I would recommend that you go through this. I'm not going to, because it would just make this longer.
Recognized sounds.
You can learn the game sounds.
Test speakers. Settings. See credits. Exit game. Test speakers.
This is the left side.
Let's
this,
do this
is the right side.
Settings. Recognize entered sound list. Player names. Enemy approaching from the side.
Okay. Sorry, it's my phone going off.
Player names.
So these are the sounds that you can listen to.
Enemy approaching from the side. Player aims.
The player aims sound is very helpful. It tells you when things are in range.
Enemy approaching from the side.
That's when enemies approach you from the sides.
Player leveling up. Melee power attack unlocked or ready to use. No enemies found when scanning. Enemy found when scanning. Enemy in range when scanning. Player gets hit but takes no damage. Enemy drops an item. magic box drops from the sky.
The magic boxes are pretty cool, but they're rare. They contain very powerful items. I think they're boon items, actually.
Item on the floor. Magic box on the floor. Player picks up gold. Player picks up a gun clip or magazine. Player picks up other types of ammo like cylinders, arrows, or shotgun shells. Player picks up an explosive. Player picks up a drinkable item. Player picks up metal, wood, stone, or fruit. Player picks up a magic box. Player picks up more than one type of item at once. Item vanishing from the floor. Player on G tile. Player on boulder tile. Player on ship tile.
Well, that's an interesting sound for the ship.
Exited sound list.
So those are the sounds, and you just hit escape.
Test speak settings.
Let's go into settings.
Settings menu. Gameplay settings. Sound settings. Gameplay settings.
Let's look under gameplay.
Gameplay settings menu. Disable tips. Disable Bob's dialogue.
You can disable the tips that come up when you're playing for the first time. I would keep them on, especially if you're trying to learn.
Disable danger music. Disable Bob's dialogue.
Bob's dialogue, those are the chunks of dialogue when you're inside of the shop, which apparently the shop is run by a guy named Bob.
Disable danger music. Disable intro.
You can disable the danger music that plays when you are under attack, and you can disable the intro scene, which I'm actually going to do.
Enable intro.
Which I think will make the game run faster. So let's hit escape.
Exit get sound settings. Sound settings menu. Master sound volume 100.
These are different volume levels for your sounds. So if you go up and down.
Menus music volume 80.
You can change a slider with the right and left keys. So if I go to the right.
81. 88.
Now that's pretty loud. Let's knock that down. 70. 50.
Menus, actually, let's go down to 670. Menus music volume 70.
Let's knock that down to 70.
Master sound.
So you can change the master volume.
Menus music volumes.
And the music volume in the menu.
Exited system language. Languages list. Arabic. English, French, Arabic, English, French.
You can change your language. I'm going to leave it on English.
Exit screen reader settings. Language. Game.
We do want to go.
Language. Screen reader. Screen reader settings menu. Switch to system screen reader.
So by default, this uses your system voice.
Switch to system screen reader.
Which I don't like that, but if I go here.
Switch to NVIDIA screen reader. System screen reader settings. Switch to system screen reader. System screen reader settings menu. System screen reader volume 100. 99. 100.
Right, you
system
got,
screen reader volume 1.
You've got the same kinds of controls in here. You can change sliders with the left and right keys.
System screen reader rate 0. System screen reader voice Ivona 2 Sally OEM.
And of course, this will pick up different voices you have installed on your computer.
Microsoft Lily.
Microsoft.
Microsoft Mike. System screen read.
Microsoft.
Microsoft Anna.
Microsoft Dave.
Microsoft Betty.
The Stannis.
System.
The Frank.
Right.
Microsoft.
Microsoft. Ivona 2 Sally OEM. System screen reader voice. Ivona 2 Sally. System screen reader rate. Z. System screen. Exited switch to NVIDIA. Switch to screen system reader. Switch to system screen. Exited screen key mapping.
All right, let's go back to NVIDIA.
Screen reader settings. Language.
Settings.
Key difficulty.
Key map.
Keys list. Jump. Up arrow. Lock. Down arrow.
You can change the keyboard commands.
Move left. Left arrow. Move right. Right arrow. Action. Space. Change weapon. W. Change tool. C. Use item. Enter. Interact. E. Reload. R. Detonate C4. Q. Item info. I. Check ammo. A. Scan. S. Check focus. F. Check health. H. Check resources. J. Check kills. K. Check level. L. Repeat last message. X. Check position. C. Check boss info. B. Check balance. M. Change item. Tab. Slot 1. 1. Slot 2. 2. Slot 3. Slot 4. Slot 9. Melee power attack. D. Reset to default.
Right, so let's say I want to change.
Repeat. Check level. Check kills. Check resources. J. Press the key you want to assign to this. Check resources. R.
So you hit enter on the one you want, and then you type the key. So I change that from J to the letter R.
Check health. A. Check focused. Scan. F. Check focus. F. Check ammo. Item info. Detonate. Safety. Reload. Interact. Reload. Unassigned.
Oh, but actually, that was the reload key. Let's do reload.
Press the key you want. Reload. R. Detonate. Safety. Reload. Check ammo. Scan. Check focus. Check health. Check resources. Unassigned.
Okay, yeah, so actually, that's not going to work because it was already set to R for reload. Can I use something else that's...
Check kills, check resources, unassigned. Press the key you want to assign to this.
Let's use... Oh, I don't know. How about the bracket?
Check resources, up arrow.
Oh,
check health, check resources, up arrow. Press the key you want to assign to this.
So it will actually detect...
Check resources, P.
Let's change that to P. Well, yeah. Well, why not?
Unassigned.
So, let's...
Block, jump, unassigned. Press the key. Jump, up arrow.
Let's go back to using up arrow for jump.
Exited keys list. Key mapping. Exited settings menu.
And sorry if you can hear my phone. I thought I put it on do not disturb, but it might be jabbering away to itself.
See settings, test speakers, see test recognize how to play, unlock fortune spinner.
You can look at the credits. All right, let's talk about the fortune spinner.
Press up or down to see the options on the wheel, and press enter to turn the wheel. Fortune, start with up to 7,000 credits. Not available yet. Fortune, start with up
so
to 7,000.
So there are a bunch of different things here, and you can go through this menu to see the choices.
Bankruptcy, start with no credits. Fragile soul, but filthy rich. Start with 10,000 credits, but your maximum health is 50% of its original. Healthy start. Begin the run with a bonus of 25% to max health. Frail. Begin the run with a penalty of 20% to max health. Life is hard sometimes. Start with only 25% of max health. Armed start. Receive a random gun. Melee is best. Receive a random melee weapon. Glass cannon. Get a fully upgraded gun, but your max health drops to 50%. Supply drop. Receive a bundle of useful supplies.
So there's a bunch of stuff in here, and the idea is if you die, I think it's every time you die, three times you can spin the wheel and it will give you something randomly. It could be good, it could be bad, and then you start playing. I can't use this right now because we haven't even started.
Play a game.
So let's go in here. And begin.
You move left or right using the arrow keys. Press enter to continue.
Right, and would we get some tips here? So yeah, this is a 2D platformer.
You jump using the up key, and you block using the down key. You can only block melee attacks. Press enter. Use the S key to scan for enemies in front of you, and punch them with the space key. Press enter. Those are pretty much the basics to go. Check the how to play section in the pause menu if you get stuck in anything. Press enter. Would you like to see this info message next time? Yes.
Oh, I think that disables the intro in the game itself.
Yes. Don't show this again.
Okay, it's asking if I want to see these tip messages again. I'm going to cancel that. Okay, so I guess that disable intro thing disables it in the game itself, not the menus. Or maybe it does both. I'm not sure. I can play this in a while, but basically you hear the plane coming and then it crashes and he's in the water and things like that. So now I am walking here. I can just hold down the right arrow key. Now I'm on some sand. Should be a tree around here somewhere.
There is a tree 9 tiles to your right. Here's what you need to know. Press enter to continue. Punching trees is very useful to find food when you have no healing potions and cannot afford to buy supplies. Every punch has a 10% chance to knock a fruit from the tree, giving you a free source of healing. Press enter to continue. Trees cannot be punched while you are standing on the same tile. Instead, stand on a neighboring tile and face the tree before attacking. Press enter to continue.
Okay, I'm not sure press enter to continue is necessary on every message, but yeah.
A simple way to line yourself up with a tree is to listen for the shaking sound. Move around the tree 1 tile at a time until you hear it shake. This tells you that you have stepped onto the tree's tile. Press enter to continue. Once you hear the tree shake, move 2 tiles in either direction, then move 1 tile back in the opposite direction. This will place you beside the tree while facing it, allowing you to punch it correctly. Press Enter to. If you are unsure whether you are facing the tree, press the interaction key, E by default. If you are aiming at the tree, you will hear its remaining health and whether it is currently carrying fruit. Press Enter to. Would you like to see this info message next time? Don't show this again. Yes. Would you like to
And when you get these prompts, instead of using the up and down keys, you use right and left. So I'm going to hit left.
Don't show this again.
Don't show this again. Just keep going here. Now it's an enemy.
You are about to face an enemy. Here's what you should know about close combat. Press Enter to continue.
And here's a tool tip about combat.
When fighting with your fists, remember that enemies attack almost instantly as soon as you are within their range. Trying to land the first punch is usually a losing strategy because they will almost always hit you first. Instead, stay in your place and hold the blocking key. Let your enemy throw the first punch, block it, then immediately strike back. This gives you the best chance to control the fight. Press Enter to fighting with your fists is very different from using a melee weapon. Press Enter to continue. When both you and your enemy are fighting with your fists, neither of you has an advantage. You must time your attacks carefully, striking between your opponent's punches while blocking their attacks. Since punches do not interrupt or stagger your enemy, you need to keep a steady rhythm. A good pattern is one punch followed by one block, creating a consistent punch, block, punch, block rhythm. Press Enter to continue.
Okay, punch, block, punch, block. This is where things get a little tricky, for me anyway.
Melee weapons work differently. Unlike fighting with your fists, every swing consumes stamina, so avoid wasting stamina by attacking empty air. Every successful hit also briefly staggers your enemy, giving you a small opening before they can attack again. Learning the timing and rhythm of each weapon is essential to using it effectively. Press Enter to continue. Every melee weapon has its own speed. Simply mashing the attack button will not make it swing faster because each attack has a fixed recovery time. Attack too early and your input is wasted. Attack too late and you give your enemy enough time to recover and strike back. Learn the weapon's rhythm and attack the moment it is ready to keep your enemy staggered for as long as possible. Press Enter to. Would you like to see this info message next time? Yes.
Yeah, so melee weapons in this game are pretty cool. They consume stamina. Except for your fists, which I don't know if that's an oversight, because, I mean, realistically, if you kept punching people, eventually you would get tired, right? So I think that should be fixed.
Don't show this again.
So I'm going to try to take this guy out. So what you're supposed to do is, you're supposed to hit in between the punches and then dodge by holding down arrow. I'm not good at that, but I'll give it a shot. So, let me hold the down arrow, right? Oh, there's two of them. Oh, actually. Problem is, this is really slow. Now that, I think that means that the enemy was stunned.
67% health and 100% stamina.
Okay, so I did take some damage.
Picked up metal.
Now I have some resources here. If I hit P.
0 wood, 0 stone, 1 metal, 0 rope.
Which, yeah, that tells you how many resources you have. The default command, I think, was J. Let me go back over to this tree. If I hit E.
100% tree health, 30 fruit.
I'm going to start punching the tree, so I just rapidly press the space bar. And eventually, start getting
you
some
fruit.
You
have an item in your inventory now. Here's what you need to know. Press Enter to press Tab to browse your items. Press Enter to hold Shift while pressing Tab to browse items in reverse. Press Enter. Items are spoken with their amount and position in the list. Press Enter. Press Enter to use the selected item. Press Enter. Press the I key to hear info about the selected item. Press Enter. Would you like to see this? Don't show this again. Pick up fruit.
So if I Tab.
Fruit times two. One,
I have
one.
Some fruit.
One left.
I'll just take that.
77.
I'll heal a little bit.
I picked up fruit.
Now,
your balance is 1,000 credits.
The thing about, let's see, if I hit D.
Melee power locked. Progression, 128 of 500 XP. Kill enemies using this melee weapon to progress it. Name. 62. Picked up 79 gold.
Alright, so I got some money.
Melee power locked. Progression, 196 of 500 XP. Kill enemies using this melee weapon to progress it. Name, stun punch. Description, your enemy gets stunned for 5 seconds.
Yeah, so melee weapons have a special bonus that you can do.
3% focused.
If you press F, that tells you your focus. I think the higher your focus is, the more chances you have to do a critical hit.
Picked up 206 gold. Picked up 33 gold.
Alright, so my immediate priority right now is to get a better melee weapon. So let's get some fruit here. Yeah, starting out this game is not the greatest, but it does take some practice. Let's get the fruit.
47%. Fruit times 4. 29%. 3 left. 2 left. 1 left. 47%.
And I'm getting my butt kicked. Ah, come on.
Ah! 38 fruit times 3. 2 left. 1 left. You have no items. Your balance is 1,410 credit.
So, I'm getting some stuff.
53%.
Let's keep going here. There's some water. And there's a little, like a cave area. Now that ding.
57%. Level 2, kills to level progress, 14.
That ding means I leveled. Every time you level,
your balance is 2,410 credit.
You get money and the enemies get harder. Okay, I'm not sure what that sound was. Oh wait, that might have been that I unlocked my special thing. So if I hit D, well, let's wait until we come to
48.
Another thing to kill here. Yep. So I press D. Now.
In cooldown, 15 seconds.
Yeah, see, so now I'm getting shot at.
43.
Got something. I'm not sure what that was.
Picked up bomb. Picked up rope.
Oh, I got a bomb, which you can use. There are explosive items.
34% bomb times 1, mine times 1, bomb time.
There are mines. Okay, this is the shop.
The interior of this building you stepped into is a tie wooden workspace reinforced with planks and beams. Press enter to continue. Tools hang from hooks. Shelves hold ammunition and supplies, and loose materials rest in sorted piles. Press enter. A small furnace burns low in the corner beside a workbench cluttered with components. Press enter. The center of the room is dominated by a thick crafting table worn by constant use. Press enter. Behind it stands an older man with white hair and a heavy frame, holding a hammer as he shapes a piece of metal on the table, pausing only long enough to turn his attention toward you. Press enter. Well, that's new. Usually the waves bring me corpses. Press enter. What's important is that you're breathing, which means I can do business. Press enter. You look disappointed to be alive though. Press enter. Name's Bob. I run the only shop that hasn't burned down. Not that there were other to begin with. Press enter to continue. Guns, ammo, supplies, all right here. Press enter. Everything I sell has saved my life at least once. Some of it more than I care to count. Press enter. I don't ask where the money comes from. On this island, it all smells the same. Press enter. Now then, take a look. Press enter. Press the E key to bring Bob menu. Press enter. Would you like to see this? Don't show this again.
Alright, so this is the shop. Oops, sorry. In the shop, you are safe. And that's just... this is good.
34% health and 100% stamina.
Yeah, my health is pretty low. Alright, so let me press the letter E.
Enter Bob menu. Press up or down to move across the list. Home key brings the cursor to the start of the list, and the end key brings it to the end. Press enter to confirm your choice, and press space for more info about the selected choice if available. What do you want to do? Buy weapons.
So you can buy things here?
Buy items. Sell weapons. Sell items. Sell unusable ammunition. Upgrade weapons. Sell unusable ammunition.
Let's actually do that.
You don't have any unusable ammunition.
Okay, what I don't do you have want anything sell for items? That.
What are you selling? Hold shift before confirming choice to sell whole stack. Mine, 112 credit, times 1.
Let's sell this mine. If you hit the space bar.
Mine, 112 credit, times 1.
Actually, it's not going to do anything.
Bomb, 212 credit, times 1. What do you want to do? Sell items, sell weapons, buy items.
Let's go in here.
What weapon do you want? Pistol, 700 credit, cheap and easy to use, making it ideal as a starting weapon. Revolver, 1,650 credit, high damage per shot with strong accuracy, but low capacity and slow reloads, slightly better than pistol. Revolver stats, move with the up or down keys.
Okay, yeah, so if you hit the space bar here.
Firepower, 2, upgradable, up to 4. Range, 10, upgradable, up to 15. Speed, 450 ms, upgradable, up to 250 ms. Load, 6, upgradable, up to 8. Accuracy, 70, upgradable, up to 85. Description, high damage per shot with strong accuracy, but low capacity and slow reloads, slightly better than pistol.
And of course, if you hit escape.
Revolver, assault rifle, shotgun, crossbow, heavy machine gun, sniper rifle, 10,000 credit.
Right, you have all these weapons.
Knife, 650 credit, high speed, low damage.
Let's get the knife.
2,424 credit left, knife, 6 club, 1,350 sword, 2,000 hammer. Sniper rifle.
Now, at some point, melee weapons will become useless because you'll get people shooting at you, and so you don't want to get too close to them, but I'll use the knife.
Shot, assault, revolver.
Let's get the revolver.
774 credit left. Revolver. What do you buy items?
Let's look at items here.
Choose an item. Revolver cylinder. 18 credit. Pistol clip.
You can buy ammunition.
Revolver cylinder, 18 credit, times 17.
Now, the thing to know in the shop, when it says times or X, I guess, I'm not sure how it's reading it. Excuse me. That tells you the quantity. So, the shop will restock things periodically.
750, 700, 700, 700, 680.
Let's get some ammunition for my gun here.
Assault rifle, shotgun, cross, heavy machine, sniper, mine, bomb, grenade, C4, focus elixir, 200, healing potion, super healing potion, life elixir, stamina potion.
Let's get a
healing potion, 349.
Let's get a healing potion. Actually, let's get a couple of them.
14 credits left. What do you exited bob menu? You have a gun now. Here's what you need to know. Press enter to continue.
All right, so I got out of the shop menu and we get this new tutorial message.
There are two main ways to kill enemies, using your fists or using weapons. Press enter. Using fists deals light damage quickly but requires you to be very close to enemies. And when using fists, you don't need to face the direction of enemy because it will be done automatically. Press enter. Fighting with fists is risky and you will most likely take damage. The best way to do it is by constant blocking with holding the down arrow, and to only strike between enemy hits. Press enter. Guns deal less damage when they are not upgraded, but they allow you to fight from a safe distance. Upgrading your guns greatly increases their effectiveness and is strongly recommended after buying them. Press enter. When using a gun, stay at the edge of its firing range and keep shooting. Press enter to continue.
Yeah, so this is important.
If an enemy gets into their attack range, move away and shoot again. The idea is to keep enemies inside your shooting range while you stay outside of their shooting range. Press enter to continue.
Yep.
Jumping can help you avoid getting hit, especially against ranged enemies. Press enter. Jumping is less effective against melee enemies that rush toward you. Block instead. Press enter. When enemies are grouped together, using an explosive weapon is highly effective. Press enter. Explosions can damage multiple enemies at once and quickly clear clusters. Press enter to continue.
Yeah, so there are grenades, bombs, mines, and C4. And of course, the C4 you have to manually trigger. But they can be helpful. It's just you have to place them correctly because they only have a certain range. So if things are not within those ranges, they won't get hit by them.
Would you like to see this and don't show this?
Okay.
34% healing potion times 2.
Let's use
one
a healing potion.
One left. Hold the shift key, then press H to consume a healing potion if you have one. Press enter to continue.
Or you can hold shift and hit H.
Hold the shift key, then hold H to consume a super healing potion if you have one. Press enter. Would you like to see this and don't show this again? Healing potion times 1. 37% health and 100% stamina. 41%.
So, I'm healing.
45%.
And a standard healing potion heals you up to 100 health. I think a super healing potion is a little more, but it heals you faster. The life elixirs give you, I think it's 10% more health, and you'll want that as you continue to play.
90% health and 100% stamina.
Right, so I'm almost healed. So this potion will work until it's either used up completely or you're healed to maximum. So if you use them right, you can get into very dangerous environments and keep yourself alive by drinking a whole bunch of potions. So let's talk about weapons now. If I hit W,
revolver equipped, your fist, knife equipped, revolver equipped, your fist, knife equipped,
it will toggle through the different weapons I have, and you can do that, or you can assign them to the number row. So if I hit number one on the top row,
no weapon in this slot, no weapon in this slot,
right,
no weapon in this slot, you want to use weapon slots, here's what you need to know, press enter to continue.
And the tutorial very kindly brings up help.
You have 9 weapon slots. Press enter to press number keys 1 to 9 to interact with weapon slots. Press enter. Quickly pressing a number equips the weapon stored in that slot, or tells you it is empty if no weapon is set to that slot. Press enter. Holding a number key assigns your current weapon to that slot. Press enter. Holding a number key on a filled slot clears that slot. Press enter. Assigning a weapon removes it from any other slot. Press enter. Would you like to see? Don't show this.
So I'm going to hold one.
No weapon. Knife equipped.
So that's my knife.
Revolver equipped.
Let's assign the revolver to number two. So I hit W to change to it. Now I'm going to hold down two. Here we go.
Revolver equipped. 6 shots. 5 cylinders.
All right, so there we go.
Knife equipped.
Let's go out here. And
95.
There we go.
Shield healing, bomb shield times 1, 3 of 3.
You get some shields. These are useful to protect you, and I think you can also use them for crafting. There we go. Very nice. So the map is 500 tiles, I believe. Stuff they have.
17.
Now I'm not sure what that rope noise was.
74%.
There are more trees, so.
Your fist.
Let's assign the fists to number 3. Now, eventually you will get tools, but you have to get to level 5, I think. Let's try the revolver. Now the problem is
68%. Picked up 227. Fruit times 5. 4 left. 3 left. 2 left. 1 left. 79. Healing potion times 1.
Problem with the revolver.
One shot.
Is it's not upgraded right now, so its effectiveness will be limited.
Just equip. Knife. It looks to pick up pistol clip.
Now, I want to get enough money. Start upgrading my stuff here.
100% free health. 19.
Pick up. All right, let's grab that.
Just equipped. Knife equipped. 30. 28. Bomb times shield times 1. C4 times 1. stamina potion times 1. 5 fruit times 7.
Drink that, restore some stamina.
Healing fruit times 6 left. 5, 34 per 4 left. 3 left. 2 left. 1 left. Healing potion time. Fist equip. Knife revolve. 0.
Let's reload.
55.
Yeah.
Your balance is 2,000. 41% health.
Alright, let's get back. I need to start heading back. Use potion.
Bomb time. Shield. Sleep. Grenade.
Actually, let's show you how explosives work.
Healing. Grenade times 1. Healing.
There we go.
26. Bomb times 2. Shield times 1. C4 times 1. Healing potion times 1.
Drink the healing potion.
1 of 3.
Get some health back. And you can hear there's an item out there. Let's sell some stuff.
Interfight. Sell weapon. Sell items. What are you? Shield. Bomb. 1 left. Shield. C4. 1. Shield. 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 What? Sell.
Now, the shields can be useful. If you have them and you hit enter, you will equip them and your character will get points to his shield. Basically, the more points you have on your shield, the longer it can take damage and you won't take damage. But eventually it will break and you will begin to take damage.
Upgrade. Sell unusable. What are you? Pistol clip. 6 left. 5. 4 left.
Sell these
left.
Pistol clip.
1 left. What do you want to do? Sell unusable
and
lamp.
Get some more
sell
money here.
Upgrade weapon. What do you? Revolver. Revolve. Increase load to 8. Increase fire speed. Increase firepower to 3. Increase accuracy to 75.
Let's increase the
increase
accuracy.
Increase accuracy to 80%. 500 credit. Increase accuracy maxed out. Increase firepower. Increase firepower maxed out. 4.
Okay.
What do you want? Exited. Your balance is 1,156 credit.
Alright, so I still got some money left.
6 shots. 2 cylinders. Shield times 1. Shield times 1. 51% health. 52% health.
Alright, so let's heal just a little bit.
By items.
Let's
by weapons.
Get...
By sell weapon. By item. Shoot. Revolver cylinder. 1,184. What do you want to do?
Ammo.
Upgrade weapons. What? Revolver. Increase load to 8. 500. Increase range to 11. 150 credit. Increase range to 12. 300 credit. Increase range to 13. 400. Increase range to 14. 600. You don't have enough credit. Increase fire speed to 2. 200. You don't have it. What do you exited by? Your balance is 180. Shield time. 6 shots. 6 cylinder.
Alright, so. So my potion is still working. Now if I'm not careful, I will die.
48% picked up pistol clip. Your balance is 1,100.
Yeah, there we go. I'm getting up to my money.
Bomb, grenade, shield, bomb times 1. Grenade times 1.
Got a bomb. And a grenade.
One shot.
Let's reload.
67.
Yeah, see ya.
Picked up C4.
See, I'm not totally healed.
Four.
But I'm doing okay.
4 shots. 3 cylinders. Your balance is 1,340. 63.
Get out of your range.
Two shots.
Reload.
55.
Grab their loot. Ow. I'm being attacked from both sides. You gotta jump. Let's get past these guys. Actually.
C4. Grenade times 2. Four shots. 42.
There we go. I think I cleared him out.
20. 17, no, C4, crap. Shield, bomb times 2, grenade times 1, C4 times 1. Inch by sell items.
Let's see.
Sell unused water pistol clip, 1 left. What do you
sell this pistol
sell
ammo.
Items, water bomb, 1 left grenade, 1 C4, 1 hunt shield. Shield.
Don't
what do you
that.
Want to sell with my items? Choose stamp, life of super healing potion, 335 credit, times 8, 1835, 1,500 credit left. What do you exited bombing
okay.
healing potion times 2, 19%, 1 left.
Now, if you're in the shop, and I think you're below 25% health, it will heal you up to like 25 or 26%. Let's see here.
Zero shots.
Let's reload my revolver here.
Six shots, zero cylinders. This equipped knife. 25. 29. Level 3.
Now we're at level 3.
Your balance is 1,600.
Alright.
Shield healing potion times 1. Shield times 1. Healing 42.
Let's.
Sell items, sell weapons, water, revolver, knife, 162, knife sold, revolver.
Sell the knife, revolver. It's not going
to
do me much good.
Upgrade, what, revolver, increase load to 8, increase fire speed to 2, fire power max, accuracy max, fire, increase fire speed to 2, increase load to 8, increase range to 14, increase range to 15, range maxed out, 15. What do you exit? Your balance is 476 credit, shield times 1, healing potion times 1.
So, right, you can
you have
see
no tools.
How this works. T tells you your tools if you hit shift
time,
T.
38 minutes, 43 seconds.
Right. As you can tell, I've already been playing for quite a while.
47 total kills. Level 3 kills to level progress. 3.
Alright, so if I kill 3 more things, I'll get to the next level.
Revolver equipped. 0 shots. 2 cylinders.
Let's reload.
84% health inch by items.
Let's buy.
Shoot, rip, pistol clip, rip, 414.
Oop, and I hit escape again.
Resume game.
Which takes you to the pause menu.
How to play.
You can resume, you can
recognize sounds.
Read the help, you can
settings. Go back
the
to
sounds.
Main exit game. Go back to main menu. Exit game. Go back.
And if you hit escape, that takes you back to the game. I should also say, if you press the letter S, in the safe zone.
Are you sure you want to record a checkpoint? Yes.
You can record a checkpoint. Now, you can only do this once per game, so be careful. But it will save your current status so that if you die, you come back here. But it only works once, and if you die again, your run is
yes.
done.
No.
So I'm going to hit no.
Six shots.
Let's go back out here.
84%.
See, it's getting easier now that I have all these weapons.
Three shots. Tip shield times 1. Healing potion times 1.
I gotta reload. I just leveled.
86% off.
I gotta reload.
Oh! 62% health and 1%.
Reload. Grab their loot.
50% shield times 1. Healing shield. Healing potion times 1.
Get some healing in here.
Your balance is 3,800.
So we got some more money. I gotta reload. Getting approached by. Ooh.
Yeah. Six shots, 8 cylinders.
Ooh.
50% health.
Okay.
Mine times 1. Grenade times 1. Shield times 1. Mine times 1. 61.
So I think you get the idea, right? You just keep on going.
Your balance is 3,950.
At some point, you will get a pickaxe and an axe, and you'll have to cut down trees. And you hit Shift T to choose your tool, it's T to choose your tool.
You have no tools.
And just like with the trees, gathering the fruit, you have to stand right by them and repeatedly press the space bar to chop them down or get stone.
100%, 6 shots, 7.
Alright, let's go back out here. Yeah, reload. 84%. So, I'm not going to spend too much more time on this because I could play this for a very long time. If you guys want me to, I can. Like, it might be fun to do a live stream. Whoa. Go away. Come on. See, now we're starting to get people with machine guns. Oh, boy. Oh, and there's a grenade that I gotta avoid. Uh-oh, I'm gonna die.
32% health and 28% with 0 shot.
Alright.
Grenade times 2, shield times 1, mine times 2, grenades incomplete, cell unusable, water, pistol clip, you left 2, 1, what do you want to do?
Now you can hold down shift when you're selling stuff, I just get in the habit of repeatedly pressing enter, but if you have a quantity.
Sell items. What? Mine. Shield. One left. Grenade. One left. Shield. 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 What do you want? Sell. Sell what items? Choose stem. Life. Super healing potion. 4,300.
Get a couple 4,000 healing potions.
Super life elixir. 2,007 credit left. 7 credit left.
Let's get some.
What do you exited bottom?
Life elixir.
Healing potion times 2. Life elixir times 2. 1 left.
Let's drink these.
28% health and 100% shield. Healing potion times 2. Life elixir times 1.
Now you have to wait a little bit before it'll work, but.
Shield times 1. 1 of 2. Healing potion times 2. 1 left.
Go ahead and heal.
6 shots. 5 cylinders.
So you get the idea, right? You just. You keep battling. Let's
46% health.
Show you how the checkpoint works here. I don't think this run is going to be very successful, but I'll just start over later. If I press the letter S.
Are you sure you want to record a checkpoint? Yes, checkpoint recorded. If you die, you'll restart here with all your current items, weapons, and progress.
Right. Now I'm gonna
checkpoint see. Loaded.
I just died. Now, if I press the letter S again, I can't do anything. If I come out here again and die... Well, that's a bug. What the hell? There's an item, but I can't get it. That's a bug.
60% health and 100...
Wait, did it bug everything? Where are all the enemies?
Melee. 60% health. Healing potion times 1. 60%. No weapon in this slot. Revolver equipped. Your fist. Revolver equipped. 6 shots. 5. No
it
weapon
also...
in this slot. Your fist. Revolver.
Okay, I think that's bugged. Because it reset my weapon slots. I can't pick up those items.
One shot.
Let's just get myself killed. Oh, not by you. You're pitiful.
43% health and 100% stamina.
Go back over here.
Cowboy in 18.
Yep, there's a cowboy. Go ahead and shoot me out of here.
35% health and 100% stamina.
Oh look, he has to reload.
19% health and 100% stamina. 7% health and 100% stamina. You died. Level reached. 4. Total enemies killed. 67. Score. Minus 38. Retry. Go back to main menu. Press up or down to move across the list. Home key. Plague. Fortune spinner. Press up or bankruptcy. Start with not available yet. Bankruptcy.
I can't use the fortune spinner, but I think if I play one more time here. Let's just get myself killed. And you can see exactly how that works.
You have no item.
So yeah, I mean, this is a cool game, but it definitely takes some practice to get proficient. We'll just let him beat me up.
Health and 100% stamina.
All right, come on. There we go.
Die. Fortune spinner is available. Level reached. 1. Total school reach. Go back to me. Press up or down to play again.
All right, now I can use the spinner.
Fortune spinner. Press up or down to see the options on the wheel, and press enter to turn the wheel. Fortune. Start
Let's
with up to 7.
Test our luck. Waiting with bated breath.
Not nice. You got. Life is hard sometimes. Start with only 25% of max health. Press and life is hard sometimes.
Oh boy.
25% health and 100% stamina.
That's just evil.
Exit game. Desktop.
But yeah, I think you get the idea, right?
Recording.
Oh, good. I am still recording. But yeah, that is how the game works. Like I said, if you guys want, I could do a live stream and actually try to play this, but I don't think it's well suited for a standalone demo because it would just be extremely long. So you guys do get in touch and let me know if you want a live stream of this game and I'll try to play it. But yeah, I hope you found this useful. I think this is a neat game. It is available for free. And yeah, so you guys enjoy, and I will talk to you soon. Bye. Hey guys, I'm coming back real quick at the end because I forgot to include some stuff. The disable intro option does not disable the introduction that you get when you start the game itself. It just disables the cutscene that plays when you actually start a game, not when you start the program.
The other thing I wanted
to show you.
Sound settings, language, screen reader, key map, difficulty settings menu, difficulty level, normal.
You can change your difficulty level.
Enabled. Announce enemy names during scans.
This will tell you names during scans.
Enabled. Play directional warnings for nearby enemies.
Same thing about directional sounds.
Enabled. Record checkpoint during run.
And you can turn off the checkpoint option, so if you want to make it harder,
difficult.
You can.
Choose difficulty.
Look at
normal.
The difficulty.
Hard. Very challenging. Ridiculous. Impossible.
I'm finding normal to be quite challenging, so I don't even want to know what the higher difficulties do.
Difficulty level. Exited difficulties.
So.
Exited settings menu. See credits.
That is basically it.
Audacity. Track.
Hopefully, I think I've covered everything that's here. And yeah, so this time you guys take care, and I am done. I'm done this time. I promise. All right, bye. All right, so I'm actually not done. I have one more thing to show you. Well, a couple of things.
Desktop list. Audacity. Island of.
If you start the program, you can hold the space bar to skip the cutscene.
Island of Blood and Ash. Hold.
So I pressed and held the space bar and it skipped it.
Plague.
Let's show you the cutscene that you get when you actually begin playing. Right. So that's what you get. And of course, it's using my... It's using the thing I got from the fortune wheel.
25. Exit game. Desktop list.
But yeah,
Recording.
Good, I am still recording. But yeah, I think that covers everything I missed, so I am done now. I'm serious this time. So yeah, I hope you guys have enjoyed the game. And if you want me to do a live stream on it, just ask and I will try to do that. So you guys take care and I will talk to you soon.